Did you know in that short gap between the spirit-crushing lockdowns, the wonderful Straight Arrows played an incendiary live performance at Sydney's Lansdowne Hotel? This has been captured magnificently to tape and is now presented to you, the audience, in the most stunning form of live album, a 70s-style bootleg EP. Here to talk more from Straight Arrows, we're joined by Owen. How are you going, mate?
Good morning, Danny. Thanks for having me on this show.
Thanks so much for rocking on in here. This is great stuff. When did you first have the idea that, hey, Straight Arrows, we're going to make a live album?
Well, someone made a recording of this show we did in the Lansdowne.
So you didn't actually make the recording. This is like a bootleg recording that you got your hands on.
Someone else made this recording, and I got hold of it. I heard it. And usually when you hear yourself, it's like waking up and looking in the mirror, and it kind of sucks. you're like, forget about that. But this one was probably one of the first times I heard the band play a show that I was like, is this actually okay? And I would present this to other people.
And they agreed.
So we got a guy who puts our records out in the UK, Agitated. I was having some drinks at home one night and came up with this stupid idea that we should do it like a 70s bootleg, and he thought it was the best idea.
Because oftentimes live albums, like officially released live albums, they've got a little bit of a reputation of being a cash-in and being not very good.
They certainly do, and you asked me just as I got in here what my favorite live album was, and I've always been disappointed in live records, Danny. They usually suck.
Yeah.
The only good ones are the ones where they re-record everything over the top.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, there are a handful of okay ones, but a plethora of ones that are absolutely terrible. But this isn't sort of based on those official records. This is all, of course, as you say, in the spirit of the bootleg live albums that used to be readily available before sort of, I guess, all the copyright lawyers and everything cracked down on them.
For the man came down on the people, Danny.
That's right. This is sort of what was it about the sort of energy that was there at this show that we were like, oh, this is sort of something different. I can sense something that's really important and awesome about this.
Well, I feel like Straight Arrows Play Live, we try to be an energetic group that and it's rarely captured, or like we played bad or someone was too drunk. But yeah, on that night, it all went really well. The crowd was excited. It was a small crowd because It was
mid-lockdown.
It was mid-lockdown, so the Lansdowne was packed at the allowed capacity. And it was a good night. And when I heard this recording, I was like, let's put it out. So we did a vinyl run of 300 copies.
Ooh.
Which we almost sold out of, actually.
All right.
By now. And on Friday, it's coming out digitally.
Digitally?
Yeah, I didn't think that was going to happen, but we decided maybe some people who don't like records for some reason.
Why would you not like records?
They hate possessions or... Yeah. That's okay. May want to listen to it too, so we put it online. But we cut two new songs off it and one cover that we never paid to get authorized off of it.
But the unauthorized songs, they are available on the vinyl. There's only a few copies of that left. And this is on a translucent red vinyl disc.
All the best 70s bootlegs came on coloured records. And you know how long I spent gluing the covers on these things?
Oh, my God. And the covers, there's like four random coloured covers.
Exactly. I went to a local printing place up the road, which involves the word office, and got them printed on the crappiest coloured paper they had.
Oh, my God. And did they have any idea that you were in there making an official bootleg live LP?
They asked if I was playing in a band soon.
Are you in a band soon? Oh, that's a wonderful question for them to ask. Beyond putting out live records, what else has Straight Arrows got going on in the next little while?
Well, come January 16, we're going to have a new single out.
Yes, really?
And then we're hitting the road with Tyser Girl and then the OCs.
Oh my God, that's unbelievable.
So it's pretty cool after 3 years of sitting about.
Oh, coming back hard, and obviously the new single, that will be a precursor to a full-length release?
That's correct, mid-next year, full-length number.
Oh my God, Straight Arrows has got so much going on at the moment. Is Straight Arrows the only band that you're in?
No.
Let me stop you there. No.
Sorry, sir, let me stop you. This weekend, I'm playing down in a festival in Melbourne called Chopped, outside of Melbourne, with a band called Nick Nuisance and the Delinquents. I played drums for that.
You play drums?
Yeah, It was originally a drummer, Danny. Nick Nuisance also plays drums in Straight Arrows, so we do a little swap thing.
Oh, that's okay. I like that.
And then another band called The Blamers is also playing that festival, which I'm also playing drums in. You got to do something, you know?
You people and your bands. Straight Arrows Live at the Lansdowne 21 is out now. Limited copies of vinyl are available. Go to the Straight Arrows Bandcamp. If you want to find out, that's straightarrows.bandcamp.com, and the digital version will be available soon. And get tickets to Ty Segall and the OCs to see you live next year.
They'll probably be good shows, I say.
I would imagine that they're going to be absolutely fantastic. Owen from Straight Arrows, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you, Danny.
From the album Live at the Lansdowne 21, here's Straight Arrows with Make Up Your Mind. You're listening to 2SER Breakfast, live!